X223.
What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275, reporting for duty. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it's no miracle at all. It's really just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number 866-582-9933. If you have questions about prescription drugs or ingredients or the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 866-582-9933 is your number. It's best to get on board early. The lines fill up pretty quickly. If you have a success story, we love hearing those. If you want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com and take a peek at the shopping cart that we have up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll find the Ultimate Enzymes up there and the Healthy Start Pack, the Sweeties product. They're all at the brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page. If you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price, or just help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard. We're talking about ways to get off of SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. For those of you who have been listening, you will recall that serotonin, far from being the happy hormone that it's portrayed to be in the media, is a serotonin is a vigilance hormone. It's an awareness hormone. It's a hormone that is designed by nature to keep us vigilant and aware and able to withstand the vicissitudes, the ups and downs of day-to-day life. It is the quintessential waking hormone. And if you want to know what serotonin is all about, go get yourself a couple of melatonin, which opposes or antagonizes the activities of serotonin. When you take your melatonin, you'll find that you're relaxed and you can go to sleep. It induces a little bit of grogginess. These are all the antithesis of the serotonin response. The serotonin response is vigilance and wakefulness, and this is what accounts for the side effects of those nasty, nasty drugs, those SSRI drugs that potentize, that strengthen, that enhance the serotonin response pharmacologically, sometimes to the point where people feel rageful and violent and suicidal. And this is what accounts for the side effects that are associated with SSRI drugs. So if you're on Prozac, you're on Effexor, you're on Zoloft, you know that I'm going to tell you it's probably best that you wean yourself off. There's no time, period. I'm telling you this as a pharmacist. There is no time that you want to be on a prescription medication, a pharmacological medication, for more than just a quick emergency or short-term kind of thing, such as pain pills or antibiotics, that kind of thing. If you're on what we call ambulatory medicine, that is medication that you're on for a long period of time, indefinitely. Sometimes docs will say, well, you're going to be on this prednisone for the rest of your life. Folks, that's a medication you want to get off of, and you want to get off of it quickly. If you're on SSRI drugs, you talked yesterday about how eating more protein is probably your first and single most important strategy for getting off of SSRI drugs. In fact, eating more protein is probably your single most important strategy for any mental health issues. Make sure that you're using tryptophan, containing proteins, and those are found mostly in whey protein, dairy protein, animal protein, meat, organ meats, fish, beans, soybeans. We'll get you some tryptophan as well. There's actually a good amount of tryptophan in flaxseed, so grinding of flaxseeds every morning is a great way to get fiber, it's a great way to get vitamin E, and it's a great way to get yourself a nice morning dose of tryptophan. So eating tryptophan and eating tryptophan-containing proteins is your first important strategy for getting off of SSRI drugs and improving the serotonin response, naturally improving your body's ability to make and produce this important hormone serotonin. Eating more protein, eating more tryptophan-containing protein. By the way, you don't have to be on an SSRI drug to benefit from these seven strategies that I'm going to tell you about. Anybody who's interested in improving the serotonin response or increasing their body's ability to make serotonin will benefit from these strategies, first and foremost of which is eating more protein and tryptophan-containing protein. Strategy number two is eating more carbohydrates. How do you like that, folks? With this low-carb mania that everybody's talking about, that my friend Dr. Atkins promoted many years ago, everybody's eating low-carb, low-carb living, and how important low-carb is. Let me tell you something, friends. 60% of your calories need to come from carbohydrates, more carbohydrates, but it has to be the right kind of carbohydrates. In fact, this is a very important subject when it comes to serotonin, but it's a very important subject in general. First of all, you need more carbohydrates if you're going to boost serotonin. One of the reasons why people are addicted to sugar is because they're self-medicating, trying to get their serotonin levels up, and that's why the right kind of carbohydrates are so, so important. Everybody knows about gluten, and gluten is a big problem. And I'm going to tell you why gluten is a big problem here in a moment. But first, I want to say a little bit about vegetarians. I want to talk a little bit about vegetarians. Vegetarians, and I'm kind of a vegetarian. I don't want to go all out and say I am a vegetarian, because every once in a while, maybe once every couple of months or so, I'll have a little tiny piece of meat. I find it to be very filling and very satisfying. But something wrong with meat, of course, the way we process meat is a big problem. But even grass-fed hormone. It's a complex food, and it's very difficult for the body to process. That having been said, vegetarians sometimes have a certain arrogance about how healthy their lifestyle is. There's a lot of vegetarians who think their poop doesn't stink. And I don't mean to be metaphorical here, but there's an arrogance that I've noticed that vegetarians have. And truly, the vegetarian lifestyle is a good lifestyle. But because a lot of vegetarian diets consist of grains and processed flours, a lot of vegetarians end up weak, sickly, with degenerative diseases and accelerated health issues, and I'm sorry to say that to my vegetarian friends. Weight issues, osteoporosis, skin problems are all possibilities when you fill your diet up with grains and refined flours, all of which, of course, are vegetarian friendly. Not to mention the digestive problems and all the health issues that are associated with eating more grains. And what makes things worse, difficult to process foods and food components like those that are found in grains activate stress hormone chemistry. And when stress hormone chemicals kick in, there can be lots of problems. And when stress hormone chemicals drop, there can be withdrawal symptoms. And this is where this addictive cycle to eating grains begins. When you eat grains, lots of grains, you get this stress hormone buzz, cortisol buzz, serotonin buzz, and then you stop eating the grains and you end up with these withdrawal symptoms. Of course, then you end up eating more of your problem grains to get this stress hormone buzz, and eventually you're addicted. An addiction to grains and flours and refined carbohydrates is a huge, huge problem, and it's responsible for much degenerative disease, it's responsible for much health costs, and unfortunately, it's responsible for a lot of profits for industrial corporate food manufacturers like Keebler and General Mills and Frito-Lay. Think about it. All of your huge food companies are making their money on grains and gluten-containing flours that have ridiculously high profit margins and are substances that we are addicted to. Do you know that there are substances in grains that act like heroin, that act like morphine, that have the same addictive potential as heroin and morphine and opiate-like drugs? I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're also 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, they're all up at brightsideben.com. If you want to review a program or if you want to point something out to any of your friends, brightsideben.com on the archive page. We got probably 200 different shows up there all packed with information about nutrition and nutritional supplementation. You can also find a shopping cart at brightsideben.com with the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, multivitamin mineral complex powder, loaded with nutrients, vitamins A, C, D, E, amino acids, MSM, chondroitin. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. It's especially effective if you're dealing with digestive issues or for older folks who typically are dealing with digestive issues. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, our number today, 866-582-9933. Got a couple lines still open for you. Did you know that there are substances in grains that act like heroin? They're actually called exorphins. Exo meaning outside, and orphan meaning opiate-like. These are outside the brain opiate-like substances. These exorphins are so named to distinguish them from endorphins, which some folks have heard of. Endorphins are opium-like substances that are made in our brain, in our nervous system. Endorphin substances are nature's way of relieving pain. They're our own natural pain relievers. We make our own drugs, people. We make our own medicine. Deepak Chopra tells a really neat story where he's sitting on an airplane, and the guy next to him asks him if he wants a little bit of Valium. This guy next to him has some kind of plane problem, plane phobia, or plane sickness, and he's taking a Valium, and he turns over to Deepak Chopra, according to the story that Deepak Chopra tells. He turns to Deepak and says, "Would you like a Valium?" And Deepak says, "No, thanks. I'm making my own." Sort of like that. And the point being, we make our own Valium. We make our own pain medicine. We make our own anti-anxiety medicine. We make our own pharmacology. Runners and athletes know about making their own endorphins. These are the biochemicals that allow high-powered athletes to break past the pain barrier, to get that runner's high and take home the gold or accomplish whatever kind of athletic feat they're aiming for. I remember when I was a kid, there was a football player named Jack Youngblood, and he actually played an NFL playoff game with a broken leg. Can you imagine this? He played a NFL game, and I don't know if you've ever watched an NFL game, but these are violent episodes. Can you imagine this? This isn't a high, I'm not talking about a little hairline fracture. He had a totally fractured leg bone. He literally had snapped his fibula like a pencil. Yet he still managed to perform at a world-class athletic level, and this, my friends, is the power of our own natural chemistry, the power of our endorphins. How cool is it that we have our own pain-killing pharmaceuticals in our brain? There's at least 20 different types of these pain chemicals that we make, 20 different types of endorphin-like compounds, and by the way, they're all, or at least most of them, are produced in the pineal gland. In the middle of your brain, that little piece of tissue that sits between the two halves of the brain. If you're thinking, oh, that pineal gland, I heard that before, it's probably because we've been talking about the pineal gland as a source of the production of serotonin and melatonin, and now you know the pineal gland is also a source of the production of endorphins. The pineal gland is key. It is unbelievably important. By the way, the pineal gland is one of the most important targets for fluoride in water, and one of the best ways to mess up your production of melatonin and serotonin and endorphins and pineal gland health in general is to make sure you're drinking lots of fluoridated water. Drink lots of tap water if you want to mess up your pineal gland and you want to mess up your serotonin and your melatonin and your production of endorphins. Drink lots of Coke and Pepsi and soda pop and reconstituted orange juice too. All of these are hidden sources of fluoride. And while you're at it, make sure you give your baby that special poison that's made just for him called nursery water, trusted by moms since 1948, according to the nursery water propaganda. You can find nursery water at your favorite drugstore. We might as well start destroying our pineal glands as early as possible, right? The pineal gland is an ultra mysterious structure. It's located right smack dab in the middle of your brain. For centuries, it's been considered to be the center of consciousness. The pineal gland is made up of eye tissue, and its location right smack dab in the middle of your head makes one think of, at least it made ancient people think of, the famous third eye. It is like a third eye right in the middle of your head, inside. The French philosopher Descartes called the pineal gland the seat of the soul. Descartes is the guy who came up with "I think, therefore I am." He called the pineal gland the seat of the soul. And by the way, the pineal gland, which means pine cone in Latin, because it's shaped like a pine cone. The pineal gland, which is shaped like a pine cone, has a tremendous amount of mystery, school, and occult significance. Ancient people were fascinated with shapes, and especially similar shapes, and because the pineal gland looked like the pineal gland and the pine cone kind of got lumped together, and the pine cone became a symbol of everything that the pineal gland does. The pineal gland is made up of eye tissue, and the pine cone became symbolic of the third eye. The pineal gland is responsible for consciousness, and the pine cone became symbolic for consciousness and for awareness and for being very spiritually sacred and significant. There's actually ancient sculptures and ancient drawings of pine cones doing all kinds of strange things. They have these sculptures from the 700s and 600s and 800s B.C., 7, 8, 9 centuries before Christ. And these are ancient sculptures of pine cones flying and pine cones in weird contexts, pine cones in the middle of two winding snakes that look like the DNA or that look like the caudicus symbols that doctors use. Substances that stimulate the pineal gland are well known for stimulating spiritual experiences, at least in some people. Some of these pineal gland stimulating substances, all of which can be thought of, by the way, as types of tryptophan, things like DMT and LSD and mushrooms and something called bufotenin, which you get from licking frogs. You know it's illegal to lick frogs in some states? When you lick frogs, you get some of this pineal gland stimulating substance, and you can go on certain psychedelic trips. Dr. Rick Strassman wrote a book called The Spirit Molecule. It talks all about the importance of the pineal gland and pineal gland secretions, especially when it comes to having spiritual experiences. And remember, serotonin, melatonin, these are all very similar substances. Serotonin, melatonin, LSD, DMT, the stuff that's in mushrooms, psilocybin, stuff that's in frogs, bufotenin, these are all very powerful spiritual molecules. According to Rick Strassman, the two most important times where we secrete these substances are right when we die and at day 49 of embryonic development. How cool is that? These days, the Catholic Church is one of the more obvious places where you will find pineal gland worship via pine cone worship. There's a courtyard in Vatican City called the Courtyard of the Pine Cone, where there sits, dating back to the 2nd century, a huge bronze pine cone tucked into a concave structure, just like the pineal gland is tucked into your brain. And if you look closely at the magical staff that the Pope walks around with, you'll see, lo and behold, right on his magical staff, a pine cone. Symbols are very important to religions and philosophies, and religions especially take symbolic meaning very seriously. Religions honor the pine cone for very good reason. The pine cone and the pineal gland are the center of our consciousness, which at the end of the day is the most important function of the brain, and this has a lot to do with gluten and grains, which we'll continue talking about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Got a letter from Raphael. Says, how many milligrams of fish oil should one take daily? This is kind of an interesting subject. You know, there's no real way to know how much fish oil or how much flaxseed oil or how much essential fatty acid oil that you need. There's conflicting information about how much omega-6s to omega-3s that you need. Some people will tell you two parts omega-6 to one part omega-3. Other folks will say 1-to-1. Other folks will say 3-to-1. There's really no way, unfortunately, to know. What I tell folks is make sure you're right around anywhere from a 1-to-1 to 3-to-1 ratio, omega-6 to omega-3, and you want to make sure you're getting these in supplemental fashion from refrigerated oils or from products like the Ultimate EFAs. And as far as the amount in terms of milligrams go, there's really no way to know. But go by your fat cravings. If you're still craving fatty foods, you need more essential fatty acids. Try to keep yourself to anywhere from a 1-to-1 to a 3-to-1 ratio. omega-6 to omega-3s, and take as much as you need to make those fat cravings go away. If you're still craving french fries or potato chips or any kind of fatty foods, you need more essential fatty acids, and you wouldn't hurt you wouldn't hurt to throw in a little bit of coconut oil in there as well, which is a saturated, not an essential fatty acid, a saturated fatty acid. But as you know, if you've listened to this program, coconut oil has a tremendous range of nutritional value, a lot of nutritionally valuable components, including MCTs and vitamin E. There's some iodine in coconut oil. But to answer Raphael's question, there's really, unfortunately, no way to know exactly how much essential fatty acid, omega-3 essential fatty acid, that you need. Thanks for writing, Raphael. Okay, there's so much to talk about here. We're discussing ways to get off of SSRIs and ways, even if you're not on an SSRI, to improve your serotonin production. Number one, eat more protein, especially tryptophan-containing protein. Number two, eat more carbohydrates, but you got to eat the right kind of carbohydrates. Personally, I'd be staying away from grains. Grains contain lots of problematic fractions. At the end of the day, grains are just seeds. And the job of a seed is to get itself implanted in the soil and somehow to be activated so it can turn into a plant. Seeds aren't supposed to be eaten. Nature doesn't want you to eat seeds. And that means nature doesn't want you to eat grains. Why do you think you got to crush the grains up and you got to process the grains and you got to turn them into flour? You wouldn't get much nutritional value if you just ate straight wheat without it being processed. And that's the problem with grains. Grains are, unprocessed grains are loaded with substances that nature has designed to be in the grains to keep animals from eating the darn things. We're not supposed to be eating grains. And grains are loaded with complex anti-nutrient factors, only one of which is gluten. So when you see your gluten-free brownies and your gluten-free pizza, that doesn't mean that that's a nutritionally valuable food or even a nutritionally appropriate food. Yes, there's some good things in grains. Absolutely. You'll get zinc in grains. You'll get B vitamins in grains. You'll get iodine in grains. You'll get magnesium in grains. There's wonderful fiber, of course, you'll get in grains. But overall, grains are a problem food. One of the things that you'll find in grains are these opiate-like substances that are made in the pineal gland, opiate-like substances that plants make as well, called exorphins. And these exorphins act like opium. Bread is a comfort food for a reason. It's a pain-killing food. This is one of the main reasons why people get addicted to their breads and why it's so tough to get off of them. Well, if you're trying to get off of grains the same way as if you're trying to reduce your intake of carbohydrates, there's one simple strategy, and that is to eat more protein. And I'm sick and tired of hearing alternative health practitioners talk about how you don't need so much protein and we get too much protein, blah, 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 blah. You want to eat as much protein as you need to get yourself off of sugar and off of grains. And keep in mind that grains are largely, or at least in large measure, sugar. We'll continue this discussion on exorphins, and tomorrow I'm going to talk about something else that's in grains that creates tremendous problems. And then according to an article or letter that was published in the British Medical Journal, this substance that are found in grains may be the cause of all degenerative disease. And this is based on a letter that was published, a letter that was written by a British physician and published in 1999 in the British Medical Journal. I'll tell you all about that when we come back on our next Bright Side episode tomorrow. So you're going to want to tune into that, especially if you're dealing with serotonin problems or SSRI problems, or if you have grain intolerance or any digestive issues or any degenerative health issues. And I'll tell you all about that tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Now it's time to hit the phones. Our number 866-582-9933. We do have one line open for you if you want to get on board. Let's take our first phone call of the day. And I unfortunately, John, seem to have lost my phone list here. Why don't we go to Marlene in Louisiana? What's going on, Marlene?
Hi, good morning.
Greetings.
I went to the doctor a few weeks ago because I had this warm feeling in the bottom of my calf.
Okay.
They recommended this test where they shock your leg, the nerve conducting test.
I'm sorry, Marlene, you got to speak up, sweetheart. I can't hear you.
Sorry.
You had a pain in your calf. You had inflammation or heat in your calf, did you?
Well, it was a warm feeling in my calf. It would, like, come and go.
Okay.
Okay, so, and they made me take this nerve conducting test.
Okay.
And they shocked the leg with numerous times.
Okay.
And then now they want me, well, it came back abnormal, so they want me to go and do another test where they put needles in your back, and I said, no, no, thank you.
I think they want to pay their mortgage or their kids' college education is what it sounds like to me, and that, unfortunately, is what testing more often than not is about, making money and extracting your fundage. You don't need any tests, Marlene. Heat in the legs or heat anywhere means blood vessels are opening up. Blood vessels are expanding. Now, whenever you have blood vessels expanding, and I don't care if it's heat in the cap or it's rosacea in your face or any kind of rash, whenever you have blood vessels expanding, whenever you're looking at redness or whenever you're looking at some kind of inappropriate increase in blood supply in a small localized area, you're looking at an immune response. Immune response means a defensive response. A defensive response means the body is trying to defend itself from something. So let me say this again a little bit more clearly. Whenever you see redness anywhere in the body, I don't care if it's in your legs or in your face or in your arms or anywhere else, I had a guy who had a condition on the very, very tip of his male genital, his sex organ, a redness there. Anytime you have redness anywhere in the body, you're looking at an immune response. That means something that has gotten into the body that it's trying to defend itself against. And as we've said zillions of times on this program, if anything gets into the body inappropriately and activates an immune response and causes redness or causes autoimmune disease or causes any kind of immune reaction, it can only get in through the skin, through the nose, or through the mouth. Those are the only three places that the enemy gets into the body to activate a defensive response. Now, through the skin hardly ever happens because the skin is kind of like a covering for the inside of the body. Unless you have a burn or a cut or a scrape, nothing is getting inside the body through the skin. You could breathe it in, and that happens occasionally, but by far and away, when you're looking at an immune response, when you feel redness or feel heat, or you've got vasodilation, blood vessels expanding, if you have rosacea or if you have autoimmune disease, you gotta look to something you're eating. This is such good news because it means, Marlene, you don't need any darn tests. And you don't need any darn doctors, and you don't need any drugs, and you don't need any Obamacare, and you don't need any pharmacists, and you don't need any insurance. You just need to pay attention to what you're putting in your system. Hang tight, Marlene. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. And if you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to all our callers today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side talking to Marlene in Louisiana. Marlene, you still there?
Yes.
All right, first of all, it's very rare that you'll have a symptom like like vasodilation or heat or redness in just one part of your body. So chances are you're looking at just one kind of a little window in a whole panorama of symptoms, and it's in your interest to try to find other symptoms that are going on. It's really in your interest to try to associate the redness and these other symptoms with specific foods. As I was saying before the break, anytime you see redness that's occurring inappropriately or heat, you're looking at an immune response more likely than not. And if you're looking at an immune response, you're looking at food. So if you have a history of food allergies or a history of food intolerances, or you know there's certain foods that cause you problems, then you've got yourself a little bit of a head start, and those are foods that you're going to want to stay away from. See if you could link your symptoms to foods. Please don't waste your money on any tests or any kind of needles in the back. There's nothing they could do. There's nothing a physician can do to help you. That's really the bottom line. And the only reason physicians portray themselves as being angels, as being guardians, as being the arbiters of wellness when it comes to these kind of symptoms is because they make money off of it. And unless you want to be an ATM machine for some doctor, I'd be trying to do this thing myself. So link your symptoms to specific foods. If you already know you have food problems, those are foods that are more likely than not going to be suspects. Try eliminating those foods. If you don't know that you have digestive issues, or you don't know that you have, if you have any digestive problems, try to eat the foods that you like and see if you notice that there's a connection between the foods you like and these kind of symptoms. Now, there's also some great nutritional supplements that you can take, number one, to improve digestion, and number two, to improve the blood vessel and immune response. As far as improving digestion goes, you want to make sure that you're using probiotics. You want to make sure that you're eating fermented foods. I'd be using digestive enzymes after all my meals. I love the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity, as you know, and I'd be making sure I finish off all my meals with apple cider vinegar. Everybody would do well to use organic apple cider vinegar at the end of their meals, especially if you're using the Ultimate Enzymes. Apple cider vinegar can act to turn on digestive enzymes. Then there's some great nutrient supplements you can take for the blood vessels and also for the immune system. The B vitamins are very, very important for blood vessels and for the circulatory system. Even if you're dealing with just regular circulatory problems that have nothing to do with the digestive system, if you have hypertension, for example, or blood clotting, for example, and I say don't have anything to do with the digestive system, but almost always there's some kind of digestive component. In any case, the B-complex can be very helpful for you. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Selenium can be very helpful vitamin C can be very helpful for the circulatory system, as can the minerals magnesium and calcium and potassium, so-called electrolytes. Using vegetable soups and vegetable juices and vegetables in general can be a great source of electrolytes. And don't forget about stabilizing blood sugar. You may want to consider the Sweeties from Longevity or anything you could do to stabilize blood sugar. Eating more protein is a great way to stabilize your blood sugar. So that's how I'd be focusing on that. Immune response, eliminating immune triggers, especially coming in through the digestive system, using digestive support nutrients, and then using nutrients that support the immune system as well as the circulatory system, the B-complex, vitamin C, magnesium, chromium, vanadium, potassium, and the electrolytes, as well as vegetable juices and vegetable soups. How's that for you, Marlene? Does that help?
Same deal.
When you say you have a sciatic nerve problem or sciatica, what you really mean is you have inflammation around that nerve, that sciatica nerve. And once again, inflammation, like vasodilation, are the calling card of an activated immune system. So, my dear, everything you're telling me tells me that you got an immune system that is hyperactive, super vigilant, and your job is to figure out why and to eliminate those kinds of triggers, things that are triggering that hyperactivity and hypervigilance of the immune system. And I guarantee you 100%, once you find out what that is, your symptomology is going to, you're going to be able to reduce your symptoms. And you know what? It's no miracle at all. It's just the way the body works. Thank you so much for your call. Marlene in Louisiana. Moving on to California. Michael, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side, buddy.
Yeah, I was looking at getting the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Yes.
And so I was wondering, I'm working with a naturopathic doctor, and she was trying to have me figure out how much of it is whole food derived and how much
that's,
of it is
that's called egg. That's pretty darn stupid, and you can quote me on that. Okay, what the heck does that have to do with it? And I'm sick of hearing this thing about whole food and natural. Do you know that when that vitamin C goes through your digestive system and goes into your intestine and your cells decide whether to absorb the vitamin C, do you think your cells say, well, that vitamin C came from an orange, I think it's okay? Or your cell says, oh, that vitamin C came from Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that's not okay. Do you think that's what happens? You ask your naturopath if that's what happens. All right, when that vitamin C goes through your digestive system or whatever it is and goes into your intestine where it gets absorbed, your intestinal cells that absorb the vitamin C, so-called enterocytes, they don't know if that vitamin C came from the Beyond Tangy or came from an orange or came from the man on the moon. Vitamin C is vitamin C is vitamin C, and I'm sick and tired of hearing naturopaths and so-called healthcare professionals who know squat about biochemistry and absorption telling you that you need to have your vitamin C from a whole food. Here's where whole foods are important. There are cofactors that help the vitamin C get absorbed in whole foods, and you always want to make sure that your nutrition is coming mostly from whole foods. The problem is you can't get the amount of nutrients that you need just from whole foods. And when that nutrient is absorbed in your intestine, it's absorbed as the nutrient, not as the food. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Michael?
So I heard one of your speeches, and you were talking about the key and lock thing. So basically, okay, it's just going to be like the right key to unlock
it. It's a key and a lock. Yes, sir. It doesn't know where that vitamin C came from. What kind of buffoon healthcare professional doesn't understand that when vitamin C goes through the intestine, it gets absorbed as vitamin C? You go on Google Scholar and look up vitamin C, and you'll see that all the studies that are done that show that vitamin C is important for the immune system and the vascular system and all the bones and everything else that vitamin C is important for, all the tests and all the studies are done on vitamin C, not food-based vitamin C, on ascorbic acid and ascorbate. When vitamin C is absorbed, it's absorbed as ascorbate, not as an orange, and not as a food. As important as food-based is, and I understand where they're coming from to a certain degree, you always want to make sure that your nutrition is coming from foods as best as possible. Let me say that again. I hate that I have to supplement. I absolutely despise the fact that I got to take 50 pills every day and I got to take my nutritional supplements via a supplement program. But you can't get the nutrients you need from just food alone. Those days are gone. Not only that, but when a vitamin or a mineral is absorbed in the digestive, through the digestive system, in the intestine, it's absorbed as that nutrient, not as a food. It's absorbed as vitamin C, or it's absorbed as magnesium, or it's absorbed as thiamine. It's not absorbed as food-based vitamin C, or food-based magnesium, or food-based thiamine. Sorry to get all hyped up about that. But does that make sense there, Michael?
Yeah, it does make sense.
So take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and see how you feel. You don't need to pay any money to a naturopath to tell you if something's good or not. See how you feel. When you use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or a nutritional supplement, really, of any kind, you're going to notice you feel better. You have more energy. Your skin is improving. Your digestive system is improving. You got more strength. That's what counts, and that's because the nutrients are being absorbed quickly when you get them in a liquid format, and when they're being absorbed as that nutrient. Thanks so much for your call, Michael. And I'm sorry I got a little bit hyped up, but that just ticks me off when I hear that, and I hear it a lot, about whole foods. You got to have your vitamins in whole foods. Whole foods are important, absolutely, but when a nutrient is absorbed, it's not absorbed as a whole food. All right, let's see if we can squeeze one more in. Kathy in Texas, what's going on?
Well, I thought I was doing well. We love you, and we agree. We have to supplement, but somehow through Christmas and whatever, cedar fever and all that stuff here in Austin, I've found myself with pneumonia. So here I sit.
All right.
Three days after the emergency room.
We're going to wind out of time, sweetheart. Why don't you got to frame this as a question so I can help you out.
The question is, I'm on the Z-Pak antibiotics.
Okay.
I want them to work. I don't want to do anything to counteract that. I also am not coughing at all.
Did you say you're on an antibiotic? On the Z-Pak right now. All right, so when you get off the antibiotic, get yourself on probiotics as soon as possible. Start doing high doses of vitamin C, 5 to 10 grams a day in divided doses. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get yourself on 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. Try to drink half a gallon to a gallon of water every day, maybe a half a quart at a time, or even up to a quart at a time. You want to be urinating quite frequently. And see if you can get yourself one full night, 12 hours or even more of sleep, even if you have to do a Benadryl or a Somnix to get that kind of sleep, even though that's not ideal. Getting a good chunk of sleep is very important for helping heal from pneumonia or any kind of or colds or viruses or anything like that. So hope that helps you out. And you're always welcome to send me an email, ben@ksco.com, if you want more information. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about ways to get off of serotonin. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I should say.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.